Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Wild Card Command Presents. Tonight we will be talking with Space Hunter and Lizard from Wild Card Command, and they're going to be starting a presentation on how to build your neighborhood teams. This idea was originally from Oathkeepers, and you can find their site online, and we'd like to show them support for this idea. This is going to be our version at Wild Card Command about protecting our own neighborhoods and communities and supporting our police officers. Also, you can find us at wildcardcommand.com. Also, ramsite.com, ramsite.com. They have a library that is superior to any I've ever seen with downloadable files for educational purposes. And we also have a Twitter, Wild Card Command Militias. We have Facebook pages, all kinds of things everywhere.
Sorry, folks. I dropped signal there for a few minutes.
That's all I think.
Do we have any other callers online right now? I haven't heard anybody beep in.
So, I guess we will wait until one of the gentlemen from Wild Card calls. Again, they will be pitching on building teams in your neighborhood. Certainly a subject that people can benefit from. Everybody wants to protect their families, their children, their homes, the schools where their children go to. I will take the time now to tell you a little bit about Wild Card. It's an organization of leaders across the country that work together to promote liberty. We're not here to break laws or ask anybody to do anything that would hurt another person or a human being. We are here to help everybody to learn and to be better equipped in their own comforts of their own home and their own neighborhood, and to protect our own, our family. You can find us at www.wildcardcommand.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can get great files for learning at ramsite.com, ramsite.com. And I'm not hearing Lizard or Safe Talker chime in. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where they are. They haven't called in.
Well, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Finally.
Well, sorry it took so long. We had to negotiate the network there.
That's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, what we're going to do, my name is Safe Talker with Wild Card Command. What we came over here to tell you about is called the Sleeping Giant. The first person to make use that term was an admiral who attacked our troops there in the Pacific in Hawaii. And what he said was to his staff, "I fear all we have done is to awaken the sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve." Americans have upheld this resolve many times in the past, and now must do so again. We have to do it again. Back in the 60s, after a devastating earthquake in California, they finally realized that responders can't help everybody. It's got to be done on a lower level. As a result, they formed at that time the CERT team, the Community Emergency Response Teams. Trained them, basic little med, how to turn off the utilities, how to get the people into and out of structures that weren't very badly damaged, how to set up a triage, and how to coordinate with the local police. Then after the riots and Watts and up to 9/11, law enforcement began to look to the neighborhoods again. They went there and they set up community watches, training people on what to look for, where to be, and how to make sure that they knew who was in their neighborhood, and to call in and give quality responses. Instead of, there's a guy here doing, they were able to identify who they were actually looking at. Back about 2011, Mr. Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers began talking about a sleeping giant, but his sleeping giant is not the same sleeping giant that General Yamamoto spoke of. His sleeping giant are the millions of veterans, men and women who served in the wars of this land, from Korea, Vietnam, operations in Grenada, Panama, Desert Storm, and now more largely Iraqi Freedom, Afghanistan, and we even got people now in the Ukraine. All these veterans were trained both in class and on the field of battle, and then separated from the military for either individual desires or troop reductions. These are individuals who have lived for months on end with a squad of men or women, weapons, and a backpack, till they got out and they were taken back. And since then, most of them, I'd be willing, have gone by a military supply store or flea market and picked and re-equipped, just in case. But back in 2013, the Oath Keepers began what is known as the CPT, and that's the Community Protection Teams. These teams were set up with specialty teams and trained in COMO, engineering, security, medical, and preparedness. The purpose being to be able to take the people that are there, that lived on that street, that lived in that neighborhood, and get them to do their own defense. Now, these people that they trained, they're still there. The community watches are still there. But a lot of the veterans still haven't stood up and still haven't came up. Now, what we're looking for is to build a team closer to what the old Alpha team in Special Forces was. In those Alpha teams, you had an infantry officer commander, you had an intel officer for an XO, you had an E7 and an E6 operations sergeants. Generally, in their quality, they were there in planning, and they were generally probably infantry or one of the other MOSs also. Then you had a couple people who were medics. And when you talk about a special force medic, you're not talking about somebody that just pops pills. You're talking about someone trained in surgery, internal medicine, and diagnostics. You had two of them that were COMOs. These guys could copy code. They could work on radios. They could build antennas. Everything that's needed. You had combat engineers who could build things, who knew how to use heavy equipment, who knew what heavy equipment they needed, who could blow things, who could reuse explosives. You had a couple heavy weapons specialists, people that knew how to use everything from the 110 cannon down to the 4-deuce mortars and the M60 machine guns and the 50 cals. and you had light crafts. And each of these teams, each member, cross-trained on at least two of the other MOSs. What this gave you was interaction. You had basically two complete seven-man teams, and that's how they deployed. When they jumped in, they would jump in into two locations. The commander would go straight and contact the local regional commander of the resistance. The other team would sit out in the woods as security and backup. Well, this is what we're trying to put together here with Wildcard. What we want to be able to do is not us, but to contact militia units and individuals who are interested in putting us together, build these teams so they can come into a neighborhood, sit down with the people who are looking for something, looking to put together their own defense, set them up and cross-train them. And when they're finished, they can stay. Then when one of these many myriad of new enemies that have been created for us by the good folks in Washington arrive, your neighborhood can seal itself. It can protect itself. It can link with the neighborhood next door between the three and make sure that these guys stay out. This is for the protection of the people. It's not a typical militia mission of a bug out bag by the door, rifle and ammunition loaded and ready to go, a cache somewhere off site and put away for later. And when everything happens, grab your bag, grab your rifle, bug out, meet up with the rest of the unit, organize and come back in. This system is based upon standing where you are. That way your family's not on the road to someplace in an emergency. They're at home, protected by the neighborhood. What we need is the contact with militias who were willing to sit and do this. We're not in charge. All we want to do is provide you with the coordination, build your communications, and build some of your knowledge. Then it's yours. It's your neighborhood. If we can form these teams on a county and a state level, we'll be ready when that time comes. Andrew, are there any questions?
No, sir, I don't have any questions. We're easy to find. All you have to do is look us up on our website and or one of our Facebook pages. You can always send an email through our website or RAM site, WRAMSITE.com. Is there anybody, is Wizard on here? I haven't heard anybody else key in right now. So.
No, but so,
go ahead, say that. I'm sorry.
See, we're not trying to overrun the Oath Keepers team because they work with this. What we're trying to do, and we would like to hate, is every community watch in every community in America has somebody in there with these skills. If we can't put a whole team in every community watch, we can have people there, because that was what was proven with the CERT teams when they set them up in California. If you have one trained individual who knows how to do engineering, he can get five or six others, and they'll figure out how to get those two cars welded together across that street and make sure nobody comes rolling in here doing any drive-bys. If we have one trained medic in that community, he can set up and take care of the older people. He can set up a triage. He can decide, is this guy's got a nick? He doesn't need to go to the hospital. He can make those determinations and set them up. If we have infantry guys, they can come in and help people How do you prepare your house? Where do you want to be? How do you arrange these? We have engineers that can come in and set up power to replace the power that somebody turned off for the good of the community. All these things are possible with these teams, and they're possible right on the street where you live. That way, instead of everything happens, you grab your bug-out bag, your rifle, your ammunition, your MREs, kiss the wife goodbye, put her in the car, and send her to an evacuation area, where leaving her out there on the highway by herself, or leaving your husband out there on the highway with the kids by himself, they'll all be there together and in support.
This would also work in emergency situations like hurricanes and stuff like that, wouldn't it, Safe Soccer?
Matter of fact, it has. Some units, I believe it was in Oklahoma, when the tornadoes went through, FEMA rolled in to take charge, and the militias already had it going. They had already started the recovery, the evacuation. They had set up the medical supplies points, and they told FEMA to carry themselves on downtown, set up an office space for doing the loans. And this is what needs to happen, because the militia is not here for the militia. They're here for the people. And when go ahead.
I said, that's right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So what we're going to need to do is get people coming in here, training. There's a lot of places you can train. CERT training, community emergency response team. People on the CERT are medic. They're not a medic. They're not a doctor. But they have the training necessary to put on one of these teams, because they can do the diagnostics. They can do the triage, determine is this a life-threatening wound, or is this just somebody that bleeds bad? Is this person sick? But everywhere you go, we have these people down the street. We've got a guy down there that runs a repair shop. That's a welder. That's an engineer. That's somebody that can help, that can do it. It's easy to teach a welder how to shoot a rifle. It's hard to teach a sniper how to put a quarter-inch pin on stainless steel. It's easy to teach they're called PAs, physician's assistants. You get a physician assistant, he can do just about everything that you get out of an SF medic. You have him on a team, he can get six people, he can set up a complete hospital and run it. If you bring him the medicine, you bring him the bandages, he can help it. But these teams have to be formed now so you know who they are. You can go down in your neighborhood, because there's people there that are going to need help. Because on the day, and it's coming somewhere down the road, where someone reaches over and throws the switch and turns off those ATMs, you've got millions of people that live from that debit card or EBT card into their mouth, and they don't have the ability to buy anything. And they run down to the store, and the store's closed after they fix going over to Walmart's and Food Lion and the big grocery stores and stealing all the food that's there. If they need dessert, they're coming to your house. If you have a team in your neighborhood already set up, if you've got the militia that's handling your county in contact with them by radio communications, where you can tell, hey, we've got 150 people wandering out of here, they're headed north up this road, we can call each one of these individuals. There's a lot of social media that we need. They can be linked in. Radios. They've got radios on the market that'll talk on everything in VHF and UHF, which is basically what you need within a city. And they're less than $40 a piece. And they're easy to use. All you need is a little training on how to use them. But this is the purpose of these teams. and we would like to do a wild card, is help the militias build them. We don't have troops lined up sitting in barracks someplace to come out. We're not going to take over your organization. It's yours. It's your neighbors. And what we want to do is to be able to sit down with your commander. What do you need? Where are you at? And we can set up training plans, and we can find people to teach the classes. All you have to do is, okay, you can go on to Facebook and look up Wildcard Command, hit the contact button, and send us an email. Or you can leave a message right there on the board. Or you can go to the RAM site. You can send us information through there. Just let us know what we can do to help. That's about all I have for tonight, Angel.
Thank you, Safe Talker. That's very good information. And I would like to go ahead and add the fact that most of the members, senior members especially, in Wildcard Command are other leaders, and a lot of them are actual retired veterans. They have been trained in these different situations. Matter of fact, a lot of them are actually combat experience. So they know how to deal with certain aspects of communications and stuff that the ordinary people just wouldn't have.
So what's needed is for the giant to awaken. All those veterans out there, when you say, well, I'm too old for that, that makes two of us. The idea of me sneaking through the woods, which sounds something like a cross between a hailstorm and a fire with all the cracked popping bones. However, we can help you. We can teach. We have the knowledge, and you have the knowledge. You got it in Korea, and they still do it the same way out there in the Ukraine that you done it in Korea. You dig the foxhole, you put up the stakes, and figure out what your fields of fire are. That's what you did then. That's what we do now. We may have a little more. They have more toys, but your experience and your knowledge is needed by your nation again, because they're dumping veterans out of the military. 20,000 are going out. If we can get those 20,000 into communities, involved with the militias, and up in these, forming these teams, then we don't care what they do in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Safe Talker. That was very educational. And is there anything else that you'd like to say? We have about 4 more minutes, or we can go ahead and just sign off now.
Okay. Well, just remember, the answer is you, not me. Out.
Thank you very much. And don't forget to participate in your communities every day. There's always something that can be done to make it a better place to live. And thank you for joining us. Don't forget to share us, follow us, like us, join us. We're here for you. Have a great night.